From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today toured the Buchenwald concentration camp and crematorium. The president, joined by German Chancellor Angela Merkel, said the camp where an estimated 56,000 people died has not lost its horror with the passage of time. And he said world leaders have a duty to confront those who would deny such camps existed.
To this day, there are those who insist that the Holocaust never happened. A denial of fact and truth that is baseless and ignorant and hateful. This place is the ultimate rebuke to such thoughts, a reminder of our duty to confront those who would tell lies about our history.
The president also called on world leaders to remain ever vigilant to halt the spread of such evil. Mr. Obama then left for France, where he'll meet tomorrow with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and help commemorate the 65th anniversary of the Allies' D-Day invasion. Former U.S. State Department official and his wife have been arrested and charged with spying for the Cuban government for nearly 30 years. Justice Department officials confirmed 72-year-old Walter Kendall Myers and his 71-year-old wife Gwendolyn have been charged with conspiracy to act as illegal agents of the Cuban government. The indictment handed down by the Attorney General's office in Washington alleges the pair met with Cuban President Fidel Castro in Cuba in 1995. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she hopes the trial of two journalists in North Korea is a step toward their release. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
TV reporters Laura Ling and Yuna Lee went on trial this week in North Korea, but the State Department says no observers have been allowed to attend. Secretary of State Clinton repeated calls that the two women be released.
We are incredibly concerned on both a diplomatic and, on my behalf, a personal basis. I have met with their families, and I share the grave anxiety that they feel about the safety and security of these two young women.
Clinton said she's been using all possible channels to communicate with the North Koreans about the case. The two women were arrested in March along North Korea's border with China. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Government says the unemployment rate last month at its highest level in more than a quarter century, rising to 9.4%. Employers cut 345,000 jobs last month. Stuart Hoffman is an economist with PNC Financial Services Group. He says even though job losses appear to have moderated a bit, the unemployment rate is at its highest level since 1983.
We were coming out of a very, very nasty recession in 1981 and 1982. And so the economy was actually improving in 1983, and the unemployment rate was coming down, having reached 10.8% at the end of 1982. So it's been a long time. This time, unfortunately, it's going higher because we're still in the midst of a recession.
Economist Stuart Hoffman. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 12 points. This is NPR. It's been a bad week for Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown. A number of cabinet ministers resigned, one saying Brown should do so as well. And with votes still being counted in local council elections, Brown's Labour Party has picked up less than 10% of the seats contested. Larry Miller reports from London.
Prime Minister Brown put on a brave face, telling reporters he's got a new cabinet and he's not fazed by the calamities befalling his administration.
I've got resolution. I know when things are tough, you've got to be tough.
Brown insists he won't be pushed out of his job, that his focus will be on doing his job.
I think what people are saying to us is get us through this recession. Clean up the politics of this country and prepare our public services and our economy for the best future possible.
After Brown's comments, leader of the Conservative opposition, David Cameron, said Brown is treating the British like fools.
People who watched the events of the last 48 hours will be wondering what has happened to the authority of our government. What's happened to the authority of the Prime Minister?
Brown may have stitched together a new cabinet, but he still has a rocky road ahead. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Consumers continue to rein in their borrowing in April as U.S. households look to curb spending in the midst of a now 18-month-long recession. The Federal Reserve says its closely watched measure of consumer borrowing fell by a total of $15.7 billion. That's the second biggest drop ever in dollar terms. The decline was more than double the amount expected and shows consumers reined in both revolving and non-revolving debt. Crude oil futures prices ended the day lower. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude oil was down 37 cents a barrel today to close at $68.44 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.